אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
שלום, אוסטרליה. Hamas on Friday night released two hostages, Judith Ranan and her teenage daughter Natalie, dual American Israeli citizens who were kidnapped from Kibbutz Nachal Oz during the terror group's October 7th assault on Israel. It was the first release of hostages held by Hamas since its infiltration and massacre of Israeli southern communities that started the ongoing war. They were handed over to the Red Cross, then transferred to Israel. President Joe Biden later spoke to the pair and told them how happy he was that they were set free. Last night, ceremonies were held around the country calling for the freeing of the rest of the hostages, including lighting candles of hope. Most of the families gathered in Tel Aviv on Rehov Kaplan, the site of weekly protests against the government's legislative program until the war. Latest figures are that there are still 210 hostages being held by Hamas. Families of the hostages were divided about the wisdom or morality of allowing humanitarian aid into Gaza before their loved ones were released. Today, 20 truckloads of aid were sent into Gaza, negotiated with President Biden when he was in Israel at the beginning of the week. Parents have been angry. Families have been angered by their abandonment by the government, which they say allowed the original invasion 2 weeks ago, and their banners read, "Do not abandon us a second time." Although Gal Hirsch was appointed more than a week ago to coordinate the release efforts and communication with the families, many say that they have still had no official contact and all feel that they are not being updated on any progress. Israel has been inundated with visits by leaders of countries showing their support during this war. The first was Romania's Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu. Then German Chancellor Olaf Scholz met with Prime Minister Netanyahu, Benny Gantz and former Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot. Italy's Giorgia Meloni visited yesterday. Wednesday's visit by President Biden was considered the strongest show of support to Israel from the US of all time. The president emphasized that the U.S. is firmly behind Israel and will ensure that she is able to eliminate Hamas as a threat. Biden said the U.S. stood by during the Shoah, but would not stand by again. He stated unequivocally that the blast, which caused enormous damage and many casualties in the Al-Aqli Baptist Hospital in the Gaza Strip the previous night, was the result of an Islamic Jihad bomb and not connected in any way to Israel. Hamas and much of the Arab world falsely blamed Israel. Biden said that not only did Israel's evidence show that her air force was not to blame, but that the US has independently verified that it was not Israel. Egypt yesterday hosted regional leaders and senior Western officials for a summit on the war between Israel and the Palestinian terror groups in Gaza. The meeting in Egypt's new administrative capital, just east of Cairo, discussed ways to de-escalate the fighting and seek a ceasefire amid mounting concerns about a regional conflict. Among those attending the summit were the leaders of Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, and the Palestinian Authority. Also attending were the prime ministers of Italy, Spain, Greece, and Canada, and the president of the European Council, and foreign ministers from Germany, France, the UK, and Japan. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas there reiterated his complete rejection of the killing of civilians on both sides. He also urged the release of all civilians, prisoners and detainees, which would suggest the 210 hostages kidnapped from Israel and held by Hamas in Gaza, almost all of them civilians, including children and the elderly, and Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. Abbas called for Israel to stop its barbaric aggression in Gaza. He also says Palestinians will not leave Gaza, saying, "We will not leave, we will not leave, we will not leave, and we will remain in our land." Although the focus of the war is still Gaza, this past week has seen a serious upsurge in attacks from the north. Hezbollah has taken responsibility for most of the mortar fire, although Hamas is also active in Lebanon, and the several incursions into Israel by terrorists are believed to be by Hamas operatives. Most of the Israeli civilians within 2 kilometres of the northern border have been evacuated south. Residents of Kiryat Shmona were expected to be evacuated on Friday and last night expressed anger at the failure of the government to find safe places for them. 1,400 Israelis have been killed in the war. Each day the names of those most recently identified are announced. Sergeant Omer Balva, 22, from Herzliya, was killed on Friday night in an anti-tank missile attack along the border with Lebanon. He was in the U.S. last week when called back into reserve service and, like so many of his peers, promptly flew back to Israel to report for duty. Two Thai workers were wounded by shrapnel in a Hezbollah missile attack from Lebanon in the Magaliot area. Yesterday, the IDF carried out three drone strikes against Hezbollah squads in southern Lebanon who were preparing anti-tank guided missile attacks. Hezbollah announced the death of Ismail Ahmed al-Zain, who was killed while performing jihad. At least 14 Hezbollah members have been killed in Israeli retaliatory strikes in southern Lebanon in the past 2 weeks. Throughout the week, thousands of rockets have been sent into Israel from Gaza, causing damage to homes, roads and cars, but no major damage to infrastructure in the center of the country. No deaths have been reported as a direct result of rocket fire. Much of the area immediately around Gaza has been evacuated, causing major interruptions to agriculture and other aspects of the economy. Ashkelon has suffered significant damage. Yesterday, in the middle of the day, rockets were directed towards Rishon LeZion, Nes Ziona, Yehud, and other towns and cities in the area. Later this afternoon, a large rocket barrage was sent towards Tel Aviv, Bat Yam, Ashdod, and Yavne. Earlier in the day, another house in the evacuated city of Sderot was hit directly by a rocket. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said that yesterday, a fifth of rockets launched by Palestinians in Gaza, a total of 550, had fallen short in the strip, killing Gazans. The IDF announced that it is continuing to prepare for the expected ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Troops are conducting training in accordance with approved operational plans. Tens of thousands of troops have been deployed to the Gaza border in recent days. Hagari also said that the IDF has received more than 2,000 requests from Haredim to join the military amid the war. Tomorrow they will begin to be drafted as volunteers. Tens of thousands of Israelis have been responding to the war effort by volunteering in multiple ways, from bringing needed supplies to the army, where distribution of protective gear, personal needs and even food has lagged behind the need, to helping evacuate citizens from the south, including under fire, and providing needs from material needs to counseling and other support to those evacuated, or by the biggest names in the music industry performing in a major fundraiser yesterday. Most Israeli children are back in school, which was suspended due to the outbreak of war. Many areas are still restricted according to access to shelters in time of need, and some areas are restricted to Zoom learning only. Palestinians with dual nationality rushed to southern Gaza's Rafah crossing with Egypt yesterday as the 20 trucks loaded with humanitarian aid entered Gaza. Embassies had asked their citizens in Gaza to stand ready at the border, but crowds of disappointed Palestinians holding American, Canadian, German and British passports waited in hours in vain for at least the fifth time this week. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.